Hey there, welcome to the program. It is day 16 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are ever so close to that halfway point. Tomorrow we will reach that point, because technically there are 34 days. We do 33 days of preparation, and then on the 34th day, which just happens to be October the 7th, we go ahead and together consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. If I sound excited about this, I really am, because not only am I excited for myself, because for the seventh year in a row, I am renewing my total consecration through this 33-day period of preparation, but I'm excited for you, especially if you have never done this before. It is life-changing, and I mean that in a good way. Once you get the Blessed Mother involved in your life, and you know, the way it works is she, the same way that Jesus works, will not force her way into your life. She won't do it. She respects your free will, and she waits for you to invite her into your life. Once you do that, once you get her on the job, she is really going to go to town, getting you closer to Jesus. Oftentimes, you don't even know what she's doing, but you find yourself wanting to read scripture more. You find yourself wanting to go to daily mass more. You find yourself being a nicer person. You find yourself wanting to go to the sacrament of confession more. All of these things happen when you let the Blessed Mother work in your life. So I'm so glad that you're along for the ride. Again, we are on day 16 now. We are in the week devoted to taking a closer look at ourselves. And this is a painful week, because we look at ourselves and we come out with the conclusion or the realization that, you know what? I'm a bigger sinner than I thought. And that's a good thing, because then we realize just how important it is to do what we're doing, the importance of making this total consecration. The point of this is not to make you feel bad about yourself. The point of this is to make you realize who you really are, what you are really like, because we tend to overlook a lot of our faults. And it's a good thing. You don't want to dwell on your past sins. That's not a good thing. But it's a good thing to recognize that you've got work to do. We've all got work to do. And then let that realization lead you closer to the Lord, because he's going to help you with that. So the Blessed Mother, she's ready to take you by the hand, lead you closer to Jesus, and help you clean up all of these sins and imperfections in your life. And we all have them. So today we'll continue our journey, specifically looking at the tree is known by its fruit. Now, you might listen to that and say, well, that's not going to be that bad. Just wait. This is a little painful. But as they say, no pain, what? No gain. We're trying to make some important spiritual gains. And especially, we are trying to one day gain eternal life. Amen? So therefore, there's going to be some pain involved, but it will all be worth it in the end. All right, let's get started. Let's get started with prayer, as we do each day on the program. I'm going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us through this total consecration preparation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Holy Spirit, we love you, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you for dwelling inside of us. Holy Spirit, we give you permission to work, to come to life, and to work more fully in our lives, especially during this total consecration period. We ask you to help us to see our sinfulness and to provide us with the inspiration necessary to move forward. Help us to not lose hope. Help us to continue to persevere as we look to overcome our sinful habits and bad tendencies. Holy Spirit, I ask you to work through me today. Give me the words that you wish to have proclaimed. You know the message better than I do, so I'm going to let you have at it today. Help me get out of the way, and help all of our minds and hearts be open to what you have to say. We thank you, we bless you, and we love you, Holy Spirit. We ask you for these things in union with God our Father and Jesus Christ, his Son and our brother. Amen. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good St. Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I address my prayer to the Holy Spirit today a little bit different. Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God. Your Heavenly Father, God. All three are God. you can pray and should pray to each of them. Feels a little awkward sometimes, especially our friend the Holy Spirit gets shortchanged because we have a hard time picturing him. But don't try to put a face on him necessarily. Just know that he is the Spirit that motivated and drove Jesus Christ to do what he did. That Spirit lives in you. You can talk to him. You don't even have to raise your voice because he's inside of you, so that's really cool. You don't ever have to raise your voice when you pray, but it's really neat to appreciate his closeness. You know, you want to spend some time meditating on something important? Think about that today. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. It might change the way you treat yourself and treat other people, right? You might be a little more inclined to do things differently in life. Just saying. All right, thanks for listening to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And for the duration of Total Consecration, I'm also here to annoy you on the weekends. We do a 15-minute show on the weekends as well. For more information about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And I also invite you to check out my brand new podcast for Worriers, which can be found at podcastforworriers.com. Jesus Christ is the answer to breaking free from worry and experiencing peace. If you want to do that, and I'm somebody who has struggled with worry throughout my life, if you want to do that, check out the new podcast, podcastforworriers.com. You can get it delivered every day, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, first thing in the morning. 5-minute podcast each day if you need it, plus a 30-minute booster shot of a podcast that comes out every Wednesday. So if you're a worrier, I'll give you a little Bible verse every day, a meditation, 5 minutes to get your day started. Please give that a shot. And when you subscribe to that podcast, you help to fund my ministry and you help me to continue doing what I do. So I thank you in advance for visiting podcastforworriers.com and signing up today. Okay, we will continue with the book by Father Hugh Gillespie. I figure Father Gillespie's kind of tough, so we're using his book this week because I think it's a good week for a little tough love. Preparation for Total Consecration, according to St. Louis de Montfort, by Father Hugh Gillespie, who is a Montfortian priest, one of the priests of the order founded by St. Louis. The tree is known by its fruit. Scripture passage, Luke 6, 43-45. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil man, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Scripture passage, but now I want to look at what St. Louis de Montfort has to say. Again, this is going to come from his book, True Devotion to Mary. He's going to weigh in on this a little bit more. Our best actions are usually tainted and spoiled by the evil that is rooted in us. When pure, clear water is poured into a foul-smelling jug, or wine into an unwashed cask that previously contained another wine, the clear water and the good wine are tainted and readily acquire an unpleasant odor. In the same way, when God pours into our soul, infected by original sin and actual sin, the heavenly waters of his grace and the delicious wines of his love, his gifts are usually spoiled and tainted by the evil sediment left in us by sin. Our actions, even those of the highest virtue, show the effects of it. It is therefore of the utmost importance that in seeking the perfection that can only be attained by union with Jesus, we rid ourselves of all that is evil in us. What St. Louis is getting at here is really the whole basis of this week that we're spending looking at ourselves. We need to change. If you pour a bunch of new grace into a junky old smelly bottle or container, the grace is going to be tainted, right? We want to change. We want to change the way we are. Well, I can't do that. Right, I'm a sinner. I've been committing these sins for as long as I can remember. I'll never be able to change. How many times have you thought that? It's a very common misconception. You can change, and that's why you're making total consecration, because you're asking the Blessed Mother to change you. Yesterday we talked about making that determination. We've got to get serious about this. Are you serious about refraining from sin? Never mind the fact that you failed a gazillion times in the past. So have I. Today's a new day. Today is the day that we are given that opportunity to say, you know what? I've messed around with this long enough. Blessed Mother, please help me out. Help me out. I need to become a better person. I need to live in a better way. I need to stop hurting the Lord with my sins. Today's that day to make that decision. Now, here's the thing to remember. You haven't even made your total consecration yet. So you're going to get some graces even as we go through this 33-day preparation period. So ask. Really, I mean, you know, you could ask the Blessed Mother to start helping you today, and I recommend you do that. But remember that once you formally make total consecration, it's really going to get even better. So I like to focus these 33 days on the fact that the message of establishing the need for total consecration. I want to really drive that home. But you certainly can ask her to start today, to start changing your life, and let it be a gradual process. And then when you make your formal consecration on the 7th of October, it'll be somewhat of a formality because you're already asking her, Mom, come on, start working. Start working in my life. I don't want to sin anymore. That desire to not want to sin anymore is a big thing. And you should be happy if you have that desire. Now, what about if you don't have the desire? Yeah, I'm a pretty good person, but getting over committing sins, that's going to be too much work. I'm busy. I don't really have that desire. Well, how about this? How about, do you wish you had that desire? Well, that's good. That's a start too. So if you wish you had the desire to work against overcoming your sins, then pray for that desire. You know, like a lot of times we try to do this on our own. Well, you know what? I wish I could pray more, but I don't really care that much. Well, do you feel bad that you don't pray more? Yeah, I do. I wish I cared. Well, pray that you care. You see how simple it is? We just need to ask. Don't try to force it. Because when you force it, you generally don't stick to things. So keep that in mind. Okay, now here's where Father Hugh Gillespie gets tough. We heard the message. Here's what he has to say. The things you say, especially those said when you are in private or when you are frustrated, what do they indicate about the state of your heart? I'm going to read that again so I can get so it can have the maximum effect and cause the maximum amount of discomfort possible. The things you say, especially those said when you are in private or when you are frustrated, what do they indicate about the state of your heart? You know what I'm talking about. You're driving in the car, nobody's with you, somebody cuts you off. What do you say about that person? What do you think in your mind about people who you work with, about even your family members, about those who you observe around you? What do you think? That's who you really are. Oh, man, that's rough. Yeah, it is rough. You see what I mean? What you're thinking in your mind, what you're feeling in your heart, that's who you really are. We got to work on that. We need to be loving people. We need to stop judging them. Even if you don't say it out loud, if you're thinking it, you've got work to be done. Now, again, I don't try to say this to make you feel bad. I say it to make you realize that you have work to do and that the Blessed Mother is standing by, ready to help you. What are you going to say? No thanks? Or are you going to say, come on, Mom, let's go. We've got work to do. You could say that today. You can get her started today. Even though officially total consecration doesn't happen until October the 7th, because we're not ready yet. We need to work at this a little bit more. We need to want it even more. But you can get her started today. Mom, will you help me? I don't want to be a sinner. I don't want to hurt Jesus. I want to change. There you go. That can be your prayer for today. I'm going to take a quick break now. When we come back, it's time for the daily Mass readings. Please, 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 if you could, stick around so you can hear God speak to you through the pages of the Bible. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to The Gary Zimek Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. I'm coming right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Priest and author Henry Nouwen once wrote the following words about the power of God's unconditional love. How do we know that we are infinitely loved by God when our immediate surroundings keep telling us that we'd better prove our right to exist? The knowledge of being loved in an unconditional way before the world presents us with its conditions cannot come from books, lectures, television programs, or workshops. This spiritual knowledge comes from people who witness to God's love for us through their words and deeds. These people can be close to us, but they can also live far away or may even have lived long ago. Their witness announces the truth of God's love and calls us to act in accordance with it. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm excited you didn't leave. You stuck around for the Mass readings. Well, we're going to look at the Mass readings for Tuesday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time right now. And by the way, as you're listening to this program, if you would say a prayer for me, I would really appreciate it. I am on my way, or depending on when you're listening, I have already arrived in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm speaking to the Goddess Chapter, which is a Catholic business group of Des Moines, Iowa, speaking there on Tuesday, which is today, and I'll be coming home on Wednesday. And yes, you guessed it, these shows are pre-recorded. So, through the magic of technology, I'm able to be with you when I'm not even here. Actually, I always pre-record the program, but not typically this early. I'm recording it a day in advance. But say a prayer for me, if you wouldn't mind, when you get when you hear this, because I ask that. My goal is always that. I want to be open to presenting the message that the Holy Spirit wants me to present, rather than the message that I want to present. That's a challenge sometimes for those of us who are out speaking and sharing the good news. So thank you in advance for your prayers. Let's look at these Mass readings now. The first reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. Beloved, this saying is trustworthy. Whoever aspires to the office of bishop desires a noble task. Excuse me. I'm a little choked up here. Therefore, a bishop must be irreproachable, married only once, temperate, self-controlled, decent, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not aggressive, but gentle, not contentious, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children under perfect control with perfect dignity. For if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can he take care of the church of God? He should not be a recent convert, so that he may not become conceited and thus incur the devil's punishment. He must also have a good reputation among outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, the devil's trap. Similarly, deacons must be dignified, not deceitful, not addicted to drink, nor greedy for sordid gain, holding fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Moreover, they should be tested first. Then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. Women, similarly, should be dignified, not slanderers, but temperate and faithful in everything. Deacons may be married only once and must manage their children and their households well. Thus, those who serve well as deacons gain good standing and much more confidence in their faith in Jesus Christ. Okay, so what St. Paul is saying is that bishops, deacons, and women all have to be good, not drunkards, and try to imitate Jesus Christ. But for the rest of us men, we could do whatever we want, right? No, that's I couldn't resist that. I mean, this reading just leads to that. But no, what St. Paul is saying, now remember, at the time, bishops were married. They were allowed to become married. That discipline didn't come about until a few years later in church history. St. Paul is basically getting at, what he is really getting at here is that, and he's not saying that bishops need to be married, because if you look at this, then he would be implying that a bishop needs to be married. A bishop cannot be married, right? If a bishop is not married, he cannot be a good bishop. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying bishops, deacons, women, in this case, they need to be all good. We need to be good too. We need to strive for holiness in our lives. That's the message of St. Paul. That's essentially what he's saying to Timothy in his letter here. And that's a good thing. We are recognizing that. And look, we're going through this week, which is devoted to taking a close look at ourselves, at our spiritual life inside of us. And we're recognizing that, yeah, I'm not as good as I thought I was. That's why we need total consecration. That's why that first That first reading ties in beautifully to what we are doing here this week. Psalm 101, I will walk with blameless heart. Of mercy and judgment I will sing. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I will persevere in the way of integrity. When will you come to me? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes any base thing. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I destroy. The man of haughty eyes and puffed up heart I will not endure. My eyes are upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of integrity shall be in my service. It's really great how the Holy Spirit is tying some of these meditations that we're doing at the first part in with the daily mass readings. I don't plan this. I'm going in order. I'm using different books, but the Holy Spirit really is in charge. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I destroy. Meaning, if you're going around thinking really bad things about the people you encounter, your neighbors, your spouse, your friends, people you don't like, whoever, you're thinking those bad things, and you think you're a good person, or you're doing good, you're kidding yourself. That's a problem. I really want to focus on, I feel the Spirit really telling me to focus on that today. The things we think in secret. And man, it's like the sledgehammer keeps nailing me on the head. I'm not preaching this to you. I am feeling this. What we think? Are you kidding me? And you know, it's possible that especially if you think of doing violence or punching somebody or really crossing the line in your mind, that could be a mortal sin. That's serious business. We got to be careful about that. So let's really concentrate and ask the Holy Spirit to convict us if necessary. Like, do we have a problem with that? And if you do, we need to work on that with the help of the Blessed Mother. Let's really turn it over to Mom and let her work in our lives, because that's something we want to get fixed as soon as possible. Because you're not going to get to heaven that way. You're not going to get to heaven by thinking evil things about other people. Again, not saying evil things, that's good. But thinking them, that's not all that much. I mean, that's worse. It's good that you're not cursing people out and saying bad things to their faces. That's good. But it's not that much better when you're thinking those things in your heart. You're not going to change yourself. The Lord's going to change you, though, with the help of Mary. See, Mary's going to take you to Jesus, and Mom's going to help you to think more charitable thoughts. Because God loves everybody, even the people you can't stand. God loves everybody. Today's gospel is from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near, as he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted and said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God visited his people." The report about him spread through the whole region of the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. Jesus has pity on us. He doesn't want us to live with our sinful ways, being chained and held back by sin. He wants to help us. And he gives us his mother to assist us. You see what's happening here? He doesn't want you to feel uncomfortable and bad about yourself because you have all kinds of evil thoughts and say things you shouldn't say and do things you shouldn't do and not do things that you should do. He doesn't want you to be there. He wants to help you and lift you out of that muck. You know, it's so important for us to turn to him and to ask for that help. And who better to handle this for us than our Blessed Mother Mary? That's why she exists. She exists. Her main role is to bring us to Jesus and to get us to heaven. She's going to get us to heaven. We just need to turn to her and trust her and ask for her help. And again, as I've emphasized so many times throughout this total consecration preparation, to give her permission. She's not going to start to work in your life without your permission. So give her the go-ahead. Say, Mom, I want you to start working in my life. I want you to start being active. Go ahead, Mom. Turn me into a saint. I'm tired of living like a sinner. I want to get over these things. I want to get over these sinful habits, and I want you to help me. And your heavenly mom will help you. Remember, October the 7th is the day we officially make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. But you can start asking her for that help right now. But I hope you see throughout the course of this week, what we're doing is really looking at our lives and understanding the fact that, yeah, we're sinners. We need help. And the Lord gives us that help. He stands by waiting to give us just the help that we need. What we need to do is, in this case, for the purposes of this total consecration, to turn to the Blessed Mother and to ask her to help us. And she's going to do that. Okay, as a reminder, followingthetruth.com is the place to go if you'd like to make a donation to keep my work going. If you would like to check out my podcast for worriers, simply go to podcastforworriers.com, podcastforworriors.com, and you will be able to gain access to that podcast, to subscribe to it, and you can listen to me every day. Like you need more of me, right? But if you're somebody who worries, that's my specialty. I can really share some of what has worked for me and how I've been able to experience the Lord's peace in my life. Podcastforworriors.com. followingthetruth.com for all the information about me, and maybe if you want to invite me to speak to your parish or check out some of my books or watch some videos from when I was on EWTN-TV, it's all there, followingthetruth.com. Okay, I'm going to run. God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow for another episode of the program. We are doing really well. Tomorrow's day 17. Remember, this is a 33-day preparation. We are in good shape. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Don't forget to say hi to him. All right? Will you do that? God bless you. Talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.